This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Two rallies in Jefferson City today each called for the repeal of the 2010 Affordable Care Act and for employers to have the right to not to provide coverage for birth control. Marshall Griffin reports from Jefferson City.
Several hundred people attended the rally held at the state capitol, led by several religious leaders. Maggie Carner with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod told the crowd that President Obama's birth control mandate is an attack on religious freedom.
This debate is simply about us being forced to pay for products and services that are contrary to our religious beliefs. And we cannot be expected to check our faith at the door.
A similar rally featuring Tea Party activists was held simultaneously at a downtown hotel. Meanwhile, a bill that would prevent forced coverage of contraception has received first-round approval in the state Senate. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Spartan Light Metal Products in Mexico will invest $12.5 million in new production lines. The expansion is expected to bring more than 40 jobs in the next 5 years to the mid-Missouri town. The announcement today comes on the heels of the latest jobs report, which saw Missouri lower its unemployment rate to 7.4% while adding more than 2,300 jobs in February. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon was on hand for the announcement today. He also touted a recent report from the Kauffman Foundation regarding entrepreneurs in Missouri.
Missouri took a significant jump from 35th to 6th in its index of entrepreneurial activity. That's a direct reflection of our continuous and aggressive efforts to promote startups and entrepreneurial growth through a wide variety of initiatives.
The new production lines at Spartan will be used to manufacture parts for both Volkswagen and GM vehicles and handle increased production for Toyota vehicles. A spokesperson for Spartan says the company had to lay off some employees when production slowed during the recession. Missouri House members have endorsed legislation allowing health care providers to refuse tasks that violate their religious or ethical beliefs. The legislation would prohibit punishment of doctors, nurses, and others who refuse to participate in abortions, sterilization, embryonic stem cell research, and certain other procedures. Workers could not be fired or suspended or have wages reduced. Health care institutions also would not be required to do research or perform medical procedures that violate their beliefs. The House gave the measure first-round approval by voice vote today after little debate. It needs another round of approval before moving to the Senate. An officer at Whiteman Air Force Base says B-2 stealth bombers soon will be undergoing the biggest and most complex update in the plane's history. Planned improvements include replacing analog equipment with digital, upgrading antennas, and enhancing communication systems and pilot displays. The Kansas City Star reports the Pentagon is moving forward with a 10-year, $2 billion effort to modernize the defensive capabilities of the fleet, which is kept at the Central Missouri base. The nation's 20 B-2s housed at Whiteman are expected to be in use until 2058. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner.